Hi everyone, welcome back to Pronunciation Challenge. I'm Kate, nice to see you all. So alien is a popular theme in many movies, and you may also heard some rumors about people who claim themselves seeing aliens. But do you believe in aliens and the idea that they even have connections to the Earth? The video today is called Why Can't We See Evidence of Alien Life? And here's the sentence for today. Conspiracy theorists claim that UFOs are visiting all the time and the reports are just being covered up. But honestly, they aren't very convincing. Conspiracy theorists claim that UFOs are visiting all the time and the reports are just being covered up. But honestly, they aren't very convincing. 好，那我们来看一下今天的单字。今天的单字第一个就是句子里面的第一个字叫做 conspiracy。Conspiracy 就是阴谋或是共谋的意思。那所以 conspiracy theorist 在句子里面就是阴谋论者。那其他例句的话，你可以说They tried to cover up a murder in order to get money, but their conspiracy was finally crushed. 意思就是他们为了拿到钱，他们试图要隐瞒一场谋杀案，但是他们的诡计最后还是失败了，被识破了。好，那跟 conspire 有相同字根的接下来的单字，第一个叫做 aspire。Aspire, 它当动词就是渴望的意思。那你可以说 aspire to, 然后后面加一个原形动词。例句的话就可以说 The little boy aspired to become a pilot, 就是这个小男孩他很渴望能成为一名机师。那 aspire 的名词叫做 aspiration。Aspiration 就是渴望或是志向。那例如你可以说 Studying abroad has always been her greatest aspiration 就是能出国念书一直是她心中很大的一个渴望跟志向。那下一个单字是 expire 就是过期或是失效，什么东西期满了这样子。那假如说过期的食物就是 expired food。好，那假如说很常用的就是你的签证过期了，你就可以说 Wendy's working holiday visa is going to expire in 2 weeks, so she has to leave soon. 就是 Wendy 的打工度假的签证已经在2个礼拜内要过期了，所以她必须要赶快离开。那 expire 的名词叫做 expiration 就是期满或者是终止。那 perspire 的话就是流汗的意思，所以例如你可以说 If you perspire excessively, you must drink lots of water so that you don't get dehydrated. 就是如果你大量的流汗的话，你要记得要补充水分，补充大量的水分，这样才不会脱水。那 perspire 的动词就是 perspiration， 它当名词就是流汗或是汗水的意思。那下一个单字的话就是 claim， 它就是声称或是夺走性命的意思。那它也可以当名词，就是声称，所以它当名词的时候就可以用在假如说某人发出了一个声明，就可以说 somebody makes claims about something。 那下一个 acclaim 的话就是为谁欢呼或是赞赏的意思。好，例如你可以说 She has been acclaimed as the greatest actress of her generation， 意思就是她被称赞为是当代最棒的女演员。好，那下一个 proclaim 就是宣布或公告。那它可以用在比较好的事情，像是你表明对谁忠诚的话，就可以说proclaims your loyalty to somebody。好，例如你可以说 Snape proclaims his loyalty to Lord Voldemort， 就是史内普他表明他对伏地魔的忠诚。好，那下一个单字叫做 disclaim 就是使免除责任，因为 dis 是一个否定的字首， 那假如说你们看电视的时候，有时候到最后面会有一行字，就是什么以上节目不代表本台立场什么的，那个就是他们的免责声明。那那个免责声明就叫做 disclaimer， 就是后面加 er 变成 disclaimer。好，那 disclaim 的话，它有一个例句，就是可以说 the company disclaims their responsibility for the accident， 就是那间公司呢，他们免除他们自己对这场意外要负的责任。好，那下一个单字叫做 exclaim， 就是惊叹或是惊叫。那像我们用的那个惊叹号叫做 exclamation mark， 那注意那个 exclamation 是拼法是 exclamation， 它跟原本的 exclaim 比较不一样。好，那如果是 exclaim 的话，例如你可以说 get rid of this spider， Ron exclaimed in disgust， 就是荣恩他就惊叫说赶快把这只蜘蛛拿走。好，那下一个单字是 cover 当名词的时候，它是覆盖物，或者是如果用在书或杂志的封面。好，那像有一个片语叫做 from cover to cover， 那通常就会用在看书，像如果说 read the book from cover to cover， 意思就是把这本书从头读到尾。那像如果你们有听过一些翻唱版本的歌的话，那个翻唱版本就叫做 cover version。然后如果是有些歌手他们是专门以翻唱别人的歌为主的，那他们就叫做 cover singer。 那 cover 它当动词的话就是遮盖或者是掩护。好，那像它还有另外一个意思是足够支付，像例句你就可以说 don't worry about the dinner bill， we've got you covered， 就是你不用担心那个晚餐钱，我已经帮你付了。好，那例如你说帮别人代班的话，就是 cover somebody's shift。 好，例如你说 I can't go tonight, I have to cover Emma's shift for her， 就是我今天没办法去，因为我要帮 Emma 代班。好，那如果在 cover 前面加 un 的话，变 uncover 就是揭露，因为他把因为 cover 是覆盖物嘛，所以如果没有这个覆盖物的话，它就是被揭穿了的意思。所以例如你说 The investigation uncovered the evidence of the suspected murder， 那意思就是说这一场调查它揭穿了或是发现了这个谋杀案的证据。那 undercover 的话，它是一个形容词，就是秘密行动的意思。好，那例如卧底的那个侦探就叫做 an undercover detective。 那以上就是今天的单字，那今天的句子我再念一遍。 Conspiracy theorists claim that UFOs are visiting all the time and the reports are just being covered up, but honestly they aren't very convincing. So that's all for today. If you've ever curious about aliens and about this universe, this video would tell you plenty of theories about them.And it's great to have you with me today. I'm Kate, and I will see you next time. Bye!